Okay, it's recording.
I'm going to make this short and sweet. Again, like we said last time, first of all, it's always a schuss to be able to be here giving Sichas Musa to you guys, making myself. And Sichas Musa, like we said last time, it's a time to...
No pressure.
Re-recorders. Unbelievable. So Sichas Musa is a time to focus in on things that we can work on, things that we should remind ourselves about, things that we may know, but bring it to the forefront to try to... To try to get ourselves a little better. So, again, I'm speaking to you and to myself, and I'm going to start with a. Those of you who Shana Bet's not here, but last year I said I was trying to work on a Haggadah that I would like to publish at some point. I thought I'll do this year, but it's not going to happen. But I want to share with you, we're in the parshas of Yaakov and Esav. I want to share with you an idea that I thought of last year. It's bringing together a couple ideas, and I'm going to add an idea of my own. I'm sorry I can't quote everybody that I. All the sources that I have about this, but I will share with you an idea that I had stemming from the Haggadah of Shal Pesach. It's going to bring us to distinguish between what's this in Yaakov and Esav. It says in the Haggadah of Shal Pesach, V'kach esavichem es Avraham me'ivar anar, Hakadosh Baruch Hu took your father Avraham Avinu from one side of the river, v'olech osob b'chol aretz Kanaan, and he gave him the land of Israel, v'arbe zaro, and his descendants became multiplied, and then Yitzchak took over, and Yitzchak is Yaakov, and it's giving us the lineage of Klai, so Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's Esav, and he had Esav. And what happened when he got to Yaakov and Esav? Esav is Har Seir. Esav is given Har Seir. The rest is also to inherit it. The Yaakov of one of Yardu Mitzrayim. And Yaakov and his children went down to Mitzrayim. And the question that I had is, it seems that these are opposites. Esav gets his place called Har Seir, and Yaakov gets a place, goes down to Mitzrayim. And the question is, why are these opposites? In order to understand this, we're going to have to understand what Har Seir is. In order to understand that, we're going to have to understand who Esav is and who Yaakov is. And through this, hopefully, we get an idea of who we are and what we're meant to do. Another question that I have based on this, Chazal tell us, we see every day in Az Yashir, V'alu Moshim Behar Tzion L'shpores Har Esav. This comes from Avadia. That on the day of Mashiach, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come reign in the world, the Savior is going to come from Har Tzion, from Yishalayim, L'shpores Har Esav, to rule over the mountain of Esav. What's the mountain of Esav? Seir. We just mentioned. He got this place called Seir, mountain of Seir. In the end of days, Esav will be kicked off. Yaakov will be given Har Seir. Kadosh Baruch Hu will rule. And the question is, two questions. Why at the end of days will Esav be kicked off of Har Seir? He was given Har Seir. Why will he be kicked off at the end of days? And two is, why do we see this every day in Az Yashir? Az Yashir talks about us leaving Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu. All that comes from Shemos. Then at the end of Az Yashir, we throw in these last couple lines, V'alu Moshim Behar Tzion L'shpores Har Esav. This has nothing to do with Az Yashir. Why do we say it? You understand the question? Yes? Who understands the question?
Yeah.
Anybody have a question on my question? We're good? Excellent. So why do we throw that in with Az Yashir every day? So again, in order to understand this, let's delve into who is Esav. We know that there are two names for Esav. One name... What's one name for Esav?
Esav.
Very good. Shout out for women. Doing a great job here. Esav. That's one name. Why was he called Esav? Vayomer Esav al Yaakov. One reason is because. Vayetzeh Arishon and Moni Kula Kadera Seir. The first one came out red, filled with hair. Vayikrushimo Esav. His name is Esav because he came out complete. He came out complete, hairy, which shows a sign of completeness. And therefore, Esav is the word asoy, complete. That's one name of Esav. Another name of Esav, yeah?
Edom.
He's called Edom. Why is he called Edom? Because by Yomari, Esav, Yaakov, Halitini, no, I mean, Ha'adom, Ha'adom, Hazeh. Give me some of that red stuff. Kiyayef Anochi. Because I'm tired. Akein Karash Shemo. Edom, because of the red lentil soup, he said, give me some of that red stuff when he's buying the Bechor, give me some of that red stuff, And when he gave me, because he said, give me some of that red stuff, he's called Red. He's called Edom. Why was that name given to him? He should be called Lentil Soup. Right? He wanted Lentil Soup. Call him, or Lentil. Lentil sounds better. Call him Lentil. Okay? That's who Esau's name. Why Edom? And now we're going to get into, right now, the depth of Esau. You want to know why Esau is complete? Esau is complete because he thinks in a specific way. How does he think? What's Edom? What's red? Everything in this world has a chitzonius to it, an external part, and has panemius as an internal part. Everything. Food is included in that. What do I mean? Food has different layers to it. It has an external layer of texture. And the more deep you get into it, the more panemius you have, vitamins. And the things that are more at the essence, at the core, that really defines what it is. That is more important. The vitamins are the most important thing, even though I can't see it. But that which is at the essence of things defines it. What's the most external part of food? It's color. It doesn't add so much. It gives you something that you see, but there's nothing deeper than that. Why is Esau called Edom? Because it's defining who Esau is. Esau sees the externals. Esau sees color. There's nothing deeper than that. He thinks everything is complete. There's no depth. What you see is what you get. And that's why Chazal referred to Esau as a pig. Why is he referred to as a pig? What's so unique about a pig? A pig has split hooves, but it doesn't chew its cud. Esau says, look, I'm kosher. On the outside, I'm kosher. But on the inside, the chewing of the cud, which takes place inside, he's not kosher. And Esau has the ability to confuse us and to fool us and to make us think he's a tzaddik. So much so, says the Medrash, Chazal tell us, in the Yemos of Mashiach, there's going to be a big party. Massive party. All you can eat, papagayos, all of you in my class, papagayos, all you can eat. Everyone's going to be there, everyone. All the big people are going to be there, including, says the Medrash, Esav HaRash is going to walk into this party. He'll walk in, you know what? No one's going to know it's Esav. Not one person will know it's Esav except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and he's going to kick out Esav. You want to know why? You want to know how Esav's going to come to the party? He's going to be dressed in the shtraimel and payas and a bekesha, a white one. He's going to have a white bekesha and a white shtraimel, you know, really cool. Like the guys at the kotel, those white, you know, on Shabbos. And he's going to come and everybody's like, wow, this is tzaddik. What a tzaddik. He's going to look complete. But only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who could see inside of us and see the panemius, well, he is empty inside. He's a Rasha. And that is Esau's outlook and perspective of life. Look at the externals. And therefore Esau is called Esau, Asoy, complete. Why is he called complete? Because Esau doesn't see that there's anything deeper than what sees the eyes. He says, everything looks complete. I'm good. On the outside, I'm good. There's nothing deeper that needs to happen. There's nothing deeper that needs to be affected inside of me. And Seir represents completion. That's why animal food, by the way, animals come out complete. Animals, when they come out of the womb, they start walking within a couple minutes. There's no process of death. And therefore, their food is called Seorim from Lashon Seir. Here, completion. What's Har Seir? Har Seir is a place of completion. It's a place where you feel everything is good. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Enjoy life. This is what goes on in Har Seir. This is what I picture happens in Har Seir. You're on a hammock. This is my just... So I'm thinking. Hammock, frozen grapes, pina colada. Amazing. Infinity pool. Papagayos. That is what's going on at Har Seir. Everything is like amazing and perfect. There's nothing else to do. I'm complete. Esau goes to Har Seir. He's given Har Seir because he has a perspective of life is good. I'm complete. I don't need to do anything deep. What's the opposite of that? Yaakov. Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is the complete opposite of Har Seir. It's the place of work. It's the place of toil. It's the place where you're going to have back-breaking labor for 210 years. There's no pina coladas there. That's where Yaakov's going. Because the world of Yaakov Avinu is Adam Ma'amal Yulad. It means that man was put into this world to work. Man was put into this work, in this world, to become deep. To not focus on the externals, but to realize there's something deeper than what meets the eye. And what Yaakov realizes in Mitzrayim is that this world that we're living in is not the world of reward. This is not where I'm expecting to get the pina colada. It's the next world. There's something deeper. There's something beyond what I see with my own eyes. And Yaakov is sent to Mitzrayim because he realizes this world's not about harseir. This world is about becoming great, about working hard. I think therefore there's the opposites. Esav goes to harseir and we go down to Mitzrayim. And that's why we learn from Yaakov. It says that by Yaakov, after Dina is raped and everything happens with Dina, it says that all Yaakov wants to do, he wants to sit, Rashi tells us, he wants to be sitting b'shalva, yoshev b'shalva. He just wants tranquility, he just wants rest, he went through everything. His brother wanted to kill him, Lavan, he has to work for Lavan for all these years. Dina gets raped, now he just wants quiet. You know what happens? You know what Kadosh Baruch Hu does? Yosef gets kidnapped. And Rashi points out, Rashi tells us, V'on nidush bo v'yashav b'kish Yaakov l'eshav b'shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit in tranquility. Katzav l'avrog zesha Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Yosef from him. Why? Tzadikim mevakshim l'yashav b'shalva. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells tzadikim. Lo dayim l'tzadikim ma'ashim metukal l'ma'olam haba. Your reward is in the next world. You're not here to rest, you're here to toil. And even when you reach a madriga, it's time for the next madriga. Because this is the time to do it. It's in this world. Why do we say, and therefore, what does it mean that Esav's given Harseir now in this world? Because Esav thinks he's complete. Who's going to eventually get Harseir? Yaakov Avinu. Not now. Not in this world. In the Yamos HaMashiach. After we go through the whole completion process, after we go through the whole process, we complete the process, and we've gone through all the toil, and we become real people, deep people, only then will we go up to that place of Harseir, the place of completion, the finish line. But that doesn't happen until later. And at that moment, we'll kick Esav off. Esav thinks he's completed, and at that moment, we'll kick him out and say, no, now we're complete. Why do we say this to Az Yashir? That's a question we ask. I say this to my Az Yashir. I think Az Yashir is the perfect place to say this. Because what's Az Yashir all about? Az Yashir happens at the end of the process. After 210 years where we worked and we could have thought, why am I working? Why am I toiling? Why should I be doing this? What's the purpose of this? After all that work, and we finally crossed the Yam Suf, and we completed what we were supposed to do, at that moment, we experience Simcha. At that moment, we experience God. God appears to us. We become Kal Yisrael. Az Yashir was a proof that if you work hard, you will get rewarded. And how do we know that? Chazal tell us an unbelievable thing. Chazal tell us that at the sea, when the Mitzrayim were drowning, there were three levels of Egyptians drowning. We know about this? It says in Az Yashir that there were some Mitzrayim drowning like straw. There were some Mitzrayim drowning like stone. Some drowning like lead. So what is it? They drown like lead, like stone, like straw. What is it? Chazal tell us it depends on which Egyptian you're talking about. The Egyptians that persecuted the Jewish people, very, very, very bad, the worst, they drown like straw. Straw doesn't drown so easily. It goes up and down. So like, imagine the Egyptian who was really bad. He was like straw. He went down, he drowned. He popped back up. He got a breath of air. He drowned again. He popped back up. Somebody who's in the middle level was like rocks. Drops down really quick. The third level, I think lead heavier?
Yeah.
So lead drowns the fastest. If you were just a regular Egyptian, not such a bad level Egyptian, you drown quickly. And what Kali Saul realized that Az Yashir, at the Kriyas Yam Suf, was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there with them every second of those 210 years. He knew exactly which Egyptian was really persecuting, how much they were persecuting the Jews. which means he was there every second, which means he rewards every second, and he's aware of every second of our toil. And it doesn't mean that he forgets about it, he'll never forget about it. And as Yashir is the insurance policy, that when you work hard, that when you toil, you'll get the reward. You'll get the harseir. And therefore, at that moment when we recall as Yashir, what happened to us in the past, we make reference to what's going to happen in the future. You could be sitting here in Yerushalayim and saying, why am I toiling? What am I getting from this? It's so hard. Why can't I just be an external person like Esav? Everything's so much happier and better. But we look at Az Yashir, we say, wait a second. Look what happened to Mitzrayim. When we toiled, we got Az Yashir. You know what's going to happen? If we toil now, and we work hard now, and we perfect ourselves now, then realize in the future, Esav's going to get kicked out of Har Seir. That will be yours. That will belong to you. That's the difference between Esav and Yaakov. That we know and we understand that this world is much deeper than what we see. And what the rest of the world focuses on is not necessarily what we're supposed to be focusing on. We're supposed to be people of growth. People who are not external. People who are real. Are real. What does that mean? Focus on one more thing. That it says also in last week's parsha, V'chol ha-be'eros asher chafru, sorry. It says, V'yashav Yitzchak, sorry. V'chol ha-be'eros, we returned about last week's parsha, V'chol ha-be'eros asher chafru ad aviv me'avram aviv. Stimu plishtim mimali afar. We were told about last week about the well that Avraham Avinu dug. Avraham Avinu dug wells, and the plishtim come, and they were sussum. They clogged it up. They put dirt inside. What does that mean? Remember, I heard once from Moshe Weinberger, Mori Verabi, who says, it wasn't mean the plishtim plugged it up. It means the plishtim, what does the word stam mean? Stamo means stam. The running waters of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was able to look beyond the surface. He was able to look deep and find water underground. They tried to plug them up. They tried to stop the water from running. They tried to stop the Jewish people from being deep. And how did they do it? They said, this is a stam. They made everything stam. They made you lose your excitement. They made you think, you know, the first day of Shalom for women, the first month, and the first two months, those are really exciting, really awesome, really amazing. You know what happens as you get the Kislev? Everything, 3 to 4 months, you know what happens? It's really boring. It's just stam. Another shir, the same shir, the same Rebbe, blah, 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 blah. That's a plishtim. That's a plishtim who know that you're about to reach greatness. You're so close to reaching greatness, so they come and tell you, it's a stam. It's just regular. Don't work so hard. This is what happens in life, by the way. You get married, it starts off exciting, and then it just becomes stam. And then you have children, it's exciting, and it becomes stam. Stam is the worst enemy of the Jewish people. Because you think, when it's just stam, I'm not growing, it's not exciting, it's not great. What do you do when you feel stam? What do you do when Esav starts to creep up and tell you, just take it easy, Harseir? You do what Yitzchak Avinu does. You know what Yitzchak Avinu does? He doesn't do anything different, doesn't change anything. He does the same exact thing that Avraham Avinu did. He comes and he digs the wells again. He re-digs the wells. The same exact wells. And he's teaching us a lesson. That when things are stopped, and you think that, why am I doing this? You want to know what the answer is? Keep on digging. Keep on working. You're about to reach greatness. If you just keep coming day in and day out and you work and you dig, you know what you're going to find? Running water. You'll find the same waters of Avraham Avinu. You'll find that excitement. You'll find the depth. You'll find the real you. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says the bracha that is given to Yaakov Avinu, the Yitim Lechelokim, God will give you. Says Yitzchak to Yaakov, God will give you. Rashi tells, what do you mean God will give you? V'yitin l'cha yitin v'yachsa v'yitin. God will give you, and then He'll continue to give you. He He won't stop giving. What does that mean? It means Akash Baruch Hu wants that we work and He'll give. He doesn't want us to stop. Keep on working, I'll give you more. There's so much, the world is out there. The entire, all the reward is out there. Just do what you're supposed to do. Again, you get to this time of the year where it gets boring, it's hard. This time we have to push ourselves. And literally, this is the time right now where the greatest growth can take place. And this is why the Yetzer Hara makes it so hard right now. Because he knows you're so close from reaching greatness. And that greatness happens by becoming deep people. By looking at this world with eyes of Yaakov Avinu. Not falling into the traps of Esav, Harasha. I'm going to give us a bracha. A bracha that we should be able to rejuvenate ourselves. That we should be able to be excited again. That we shouldn't just be stomp people. Realize you're godless. Realize what you could accomplish. Don't give up. Don't stop. We should be zochah to become real people with panemius, who see the world with depth. And mirzat Hashem, when we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill our prayers of Nechsechazan Einenu B'Shulcha Tzim Rachamim. That our eyes to see Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, which is the place of panemius, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was present every day of our lives. We should be zochah v'hir v'yameinu to see that day. Amen v'yameinu.